There has never been a day quite like this in the city of Los Angeles, one of the biggest sports days, aside from championships, World Series, and NBA titles. Never been a day bigger than this, as the Los Angeles Lakers have acquired Russell Westbrook, and the Los Angeles Dodgers have acquired both Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. Travis Rogers is in for John today. If you're just tuning in, we're in unanimous. We're in complete agreement. Unbelievable trade for the Dodgers. This puts us completely over the top.
Yeah.
The Padres, by the way, did one little move. They acquired reliever Daniel Hudson.
That's
Giants,
true.
Who were trailing by three games, added Chris Bryant.
That's a good move.
But we get the big fish.
Mace, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When was the last time that your team made a move that you really like, but there was no, like, yeah, but? You know what I mean? Like, usually if you make a deal and you get a couple of players like Turner and Scherzer, the price has to be astronomical to get those guys.
Yep.
And it was. You had to give up your number one and number two ranked prospects. But considering the position Ruiz plays, considering that Josiah Gray is a starting pitcher and knowing what's coming, I can't remember the last time there was a deal where I'm like, yeah, I'm good with all of it. I'm good with the going out. I'm good with the coming in. The pieces fit together perfectly. It covers you in the short term, the long term. You didn't damage your future long term. Your long-term success is still set up.
Yep.
I can't remember the last time it was so like, yeah, this is a no-brainer, A-plus deal.
And if you think about it, let's play dominoes a little bit.
Okay.
So Corey Seager is going to be a free agent after this season. He's been activated today, by the way, so
yep.
we will see him tonight against
and
Arizona.
And he's a Boris guy, which is important.
And a Boris guy is going to be looking for something in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yep.
What do you think Corey Seager's worth on the open market?
Well, if Mookie Betts is, what would Mookie get, 380, something like that?
380, yep.
So if he's, you know, he's maybe not Mookie, so maybe a little bit less than that, but he plays a middle infield position. He's a shortstop. He's a World Series. I mean, he's 325 if he's a penny.
You know what's funny is this particular year, just going a layer deeper on this, this particular year is going to be fascinating because there are so many shortstops available
yeah.
as free agents. You've got Carlos Correa. You've got Javi Baez, who got traded today. You got Corey Seager. You got Trevor Story. I actually think that may depress the market a little bit. Maybe the Dodgers will find a way. But you've got a starting shortstop in waiting
yeah.
in Trey Turner.
No, look, if you're in a vacuum, Corey Seager is probably a better baseball player than Trey Turner. But it's so close, Mace, that
yeah.
if Seager does go to another team and you've got Turner here and you can sign Turner to a long, no one's going to be saying, ah, the guy that got away. It's no, we're basically right where we are with Trey Turner. That's how good of a player this guy is, and he feels like an addition. So, yeah, again, kind of going back to what I was saying a second ago, you're covered in the short term and you're covered in the long term if Seager decides to bounce.
And the other thing is if, in fact, Trevor Bauer, they're able to terminate that contract, and I
yeah.
would assume that they will be able to terminate it because of all the stuff that's gone down. They have got the money then to sign Max Scherzer to a multi-year mm-hmm. deal on top of that. So Max Scherzer isn't necessarily a rental. They still can figure out a way to keep him, especially with Bauer money off the books. All right, so Momo is on the line right now. Momo was in New York last night for the NBA draft. We were trying to figure out a way to get you to fill in today, but instead we got you anyway. Momo, how are you?
I'm good. Did you see me on TV? I was on TV all night sitting behind Kate Cunningham.
Saw you. You look great. You look great.
I was like, oh man, I'm right behind the guy. I better put some makeup on. Like, I'm right behind the number one pick.
So, Momo, did you see this Russell yep. Westbrook thing coming?
Woo! A little bit. I really thought, I think I texted you the night before about Buddy Hield, right? And I thought that
did.
Was coming. And here's how this played out. The Russell Westbrook thing was always there, but he felt a sense of loyalty to Bradley Beal, and he felt a sense of loyalty to the Wizards because he had a good time there. He enjoyed his, you know, he felt like they went out and got him. They embraced him. He had a good year once the first part of the season was over. Really, the second half of the year, he was good for them. And he and Brad Beal were talking the whole time, and the idea was he didn't want to make a move or he didn't want to say anything before Brad decided, because if he asked out, then Brad would be kind of left without a co-star.
Yeah.
And he has really good relationship with Bradley. But Brad just is loyal. He doesn't necessarily want to do anything. He's kind of waiting to see what happens. And, you know, Russ, he's more of a man of action. I think where he was the only one left, KD left him, right? And then he posted the cupcake picture.
Yep.
And then he was in Houston, and James Harden wanted out. So that, you know, that he's also been in Oklahoma City when Paul George asked out.
Yeah.
So he's kind of been left behind a few times.
Let me ask you this, Ramona. Why does everybody want to leave?
Well, that is sometimes a question. Okay. I mean, look, you know, we all have those issues in our life, right? When it's, you know, it's not you, it's me. Right? So right? So, but I don't know why I like this trade. I do. I kind of like it. I'm weird. I just think Russell Westbrook's good. And I think that he's maybe at this stage, sort of the way the Brooklyn Nets are with James Harden and Kyrie, where
bingo,
he's lost enough and he sees, yeah, like he's there. He's failed enough. He's seen his value diminish. He's didn't make an all NBA team this year. Like, maybe you just kind of have to hit the bottom like that in order to finally realize, like, oh, I have to change him now. We all say that. We are all painting a rosy picture. I just like ambition, though. So I like the people who are bold. I like that the Lakers just did a big swing. They could have just tweaked the margins and done the Buddy Hield trade. They could have, you know, gone for need. But Russell Westbrook's a former MVP and not that far removed from it. He averaged a triple-double last year. He's really good. And sometimes you just have to say, talent plays, let LeBron figure it out. If LeBron's on board, let him do it.
And by all accounts, LeBron was on board because those guys got together this past weekend at LeBron's house. And obviously, you know, this, the smart thing about Pelinka, he is very collaborative with his superstars. Rob Pelinka is not just going to make a move that didn't run through LeBron, didn't run through AD. So we know that they had some sort of personal conversation about it. Hey, I'm going to do less of this. You're going to do more of that. I'm going to be there for this role. I mean, they're going to negotiate this. And I think LeBron has been able to work with Kyrie, has been able to work with Dwayne Wade. Yep. Everywhere he goes.
LeBron's not the part that needs to work. The people need to find a way to work with LeBron, right? That Russell Westbrook is the piece that needs to make the recalculation or readjustment. It doesn't seem to me that LeBron needs to adjust his game to Russ. It seems to me Russ needs to adjust his to LeBron.
So there's a couple of things that I would say to this. You're 100, Travis, you're definitely right. I agree. But in Miami, Dwayne Wade was the alpha. Like, that worked. Dwayne was the guy who closed the game at the end. And Dwayne was he stepped aside the first year. He kind of, you know, let LeBron be the guy. And then eventually Dwayne, you know, they kind of realized, like, Dwayne's really good at closing games and we should just let him do that. And LeBron's really good at playing more of that point forward. But Dwayne's got to have the ball in his hands. Like, he has played with ball dominant players before. He did it with Kyrie. He did it with Dwayne. There is something that can work there. There is something in LeBron's history that can work. Now, I still think they need a whole lot more shooting. I mean, that's
yeah, they've like got to.
You can't have LeBron team with no shooting.
Momo, here's the thing. I mean, the Westbrook trade is one thing, but now I think is where Pelinka's job gets really challenging, gets really tricky. Surrounding these guys with the right players, with the shooters that this team obviously needs, is going to be guts and finesse and all that stuff that you need to be a great general manager, right?
Yeah, but I also think there's a draw now. I mean, that's also on LeBron.
Wasn't there one already?
He's going to be a recruiter. Yeah, I mean, there was a draw, but I think the Nets had a pretty big draw also. People like to want to play in that system. They're going to make him. But there's some shooters out there. Like, you can go get – you can see if J.J. Redick will come. You can get Wayne Ellington. There's, you know, I even think they have a chance at DeRozan still. I mean, he's not a shooter, but
do you anticipate a sign-and-trade with Dennis Schroeder?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I certainly think they could, but he's got to have some. I don't know. I don't want this to sound harsher than it's going to sound.
Okay.
But I don't know who wants him right now. Like, I don't know where his market is. I think, you know, I don't think he goes to the Knicks. I don't think he goes to the Bulls. Those are the teams with cap space.
Well, Billy Donovan, I heard, is really interested in Schroeder.
I don't see that one.
No, you don't see it?
I think that's been misrepresented. I initially thought that, and I think they're going to. I think the Bulls have much more interest in Lonzo Ball.
How about sign and trade Dennis Schroeder to San Antonio for DeMar DeRozan?
If San Antonio wants him. I mean, look, Dennis Schroeder's a really good player, but he didn't have a good year. And his biggest leverage was that the Lakers couldn't replace him because of the way the salary cap is, but they just replaced him.
Yeah, and the worst thing for him is he had a bad postseason.
Well, Mace, you mentioned this earlier, too. And Roman, I'm curious what you think about this, because Mason and I agreed on this one, that Dennis Schroeder didn't seem to quite get what it was to be a Laker and to be a Laker role player for a more, you know, narrow aisle. How important is it that whoever...
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Whoever the next guy is does get that it's not just a guy with X shooting percentage from three-point line or any of these things, but kind of understands what Dennis Schroeder didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think he endeared himself to the organization, the city at all. And he, you know, I think he thought he had a lot more leverage. And then yesterday, the rug just got pulled out from under him. I mean, they could still re-sign him. They could. He's certainly a good defensive player. He's a good young player, fits their timeline, but I don't know. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't think he's a Laker. I don't think he's a Laker. This is my opinion.
Yeah,
I don't think he gets what it's like to be a Laker. I don't think he gets the role. I don't think he shined in the postseason when we needed him most. He had that, 0-for-8 game at one point in the Phoenix series. So, yeah, I don't think he's going to be here next year. The question is, do they sign and trade him? That would be my
question. You know, the issue is for Schroeder is he's a decent shooter, he's a decent defender, but when they needed him to be, he wasn't. And I think what he showed last year is he wanted to be a starter. Remember we started off the Dennis Schroeder experiment where he basically said, I came off the bench, but I believe I'm a starter.
Yes.
And they said, I guess you're going to start here. Is that how we're doing this? You know, like, I mean, then he sort of dictated that he was going to be a starter, but he really was better as a six man. He really, I think that's the feeling around the league is he's better as a six man, and six men generally don't get paid $25 million a year.
Correct. Hey, Momo, can you hang on for a second? I want to talk some Dodgers with you. Okay, cool. We'll do some Dodgers up next with Ramona Shelburne. It's a monumental day in the history of L.A. sports as the Dodgers acquire both Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. And, of course, the Lakers get Russell Westbrook, we were just talking about. We'll get some more thoughts from Ramona. Mason in Ireland. Travis in for John, 710 ESPN. I know a lot of people started to come around on you, Travis, on the Mason and Ireland show. They're starting to think, hey,
Mace, I'm hard to resist. What can I tell you? I wear on you. Eventually, I'm going to wear everybody down. Everybody's going to be on my team.
Yeah. Momo's hanging out today. Momo just got back from New York where she was doing the NBA draft, and she's jumping on the phone with us right now. We talked some Westbrook. Can you believe this Dodgers move? Can you believe this? You are very familiar with the Dodgers organization. I guess it's no surprise that they would go all in, right?
I mean, you know, there's a thing that happens when you have a lot of money and you can just spend your way out of things. Like, you just get upset. Like, something happens and you're just like, that's okay, I'll just write a check.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that they were able to do that. Like, the Trevor Bauer thing kind of blew up on them. That's okay, we can go get Max Scherzer. What? That's amazing that you can do that. I mean, I saw Jeff Passan. I was like, I had to check a couple of times when he tweeted that to make sure he didn't get hacked. I was like, is that
yeah,
for
or
real?
Was that or was that the real Jeff Passan? That's
right.
Another one. Who does that, by the way? Who invents themselves as a fake Ramona, a fake Woj, a fake Jeff Passan?
A fake people Adam Schefter?
Yeah.
A fake Adam Schefter. People have too much time on their hands.
They really do. And I've seen it happen a couple of times. Like, people did that to me before. I don't think they've done it to me quite as much, but they lately. But they, you know, I think the people crack down on that really fast. They just take your profile picture and they change it just a little bit and then create all these weird rumors. I got bit by the fake Woj bomb once. Like, I get, you know, people have got me on those Woj ones, but now I really check. And, you know, we saw what happened with Passan yesterday.
Yeah.
Somebody did the fake one. Nightingale retweeted it. Ramona,
you mentioned a minute ago that you know, the rich guy can write his check to get out of trouble, right? Okay, yeah, this didn't work. Go get me another one. Can you remember whether it's in the NBA or anywhere else or the Major League Baseball where the perfect chain of events has taken place? The guy that knows how to develop players, the guy that knows how to scout players, the guy that knows how to identify your hit assets that you don't know you have and get them on the cheap, and the guy that can go out and write the biggest check. Have we ever seen that before, the way that the Dodgers have put it together with Andrew Friedman?
No. And, you know, I flash back to when he first got the job. I went out and did a story with Andrew Friedman. He was telling me kind of what it was like when he worked for the Braves and how, you know, that was a really cool challenge. But there was just something like he just really wanted to see what it was like when he didn't have to figure out how to make lemonade from lemons, right? Like, you know, when he didn't have to figure out how to like stretch a budget and make it work and do it the Rays way, right? To when, you know, you could just take a few swings like this. You could just like, hey, we have resources. We don't have to settle. Kind of like he just wanted to see what life would be like when, you know, like Mace, you're a poker player, right?
Yeah, I am.
You
and I
pretty
play
good,
poker.
Right?
Yeah,
we played. Mace was pretty good. He's not what you expect. I thought you were just going to be like really wild and, you know, big stack poker, and you were actually really tight. You were like really disciplined and tight.
I played very tight. Yeah, which is surprises people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did surprise me. I really did not expect that. So anyway, like Andrew Friedman is a poker player. He is a gambler. He's really into. He likes, you know, he likes all the math and the odds and the. The difference is when they were in Tampa Bay, he was a, you know, he was, it's like, I'm using a
he's
metaphor.
Short stacked in Tampa Bay.
Short stacked. Okay. In LA, it's not that he's a big stack. He's the house.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's the difference. Like, you're playing from, and there's a lot of really good poker players who can play short stacked and they prefer it even because it makes them be more disciplined and be crafty and this and that. But, and there's a lot of people who can't deal with a big stack. They just make stupid decisions and they feel like they have to, you know, do all this, take too many risks. Andrew Friedman is the house now. Like, he can just do whatever. Like, the house is going to win. They have more money, more resources, more everything.
So, Momo, the thing about, and, you know, we had a guy complaining about the amount of money the Dodgers, he's not a Dodger fan, but complaining about the amount of money the Dodgers have the ability to spend. But I would argue with, I pointed out immediately, hey, we played Tampa Bay in the World Series. They had the fifth lowest payroll in Major League Baseball. You can still outsmart a guy with a whole bunch of money on the table. That's possible. And, you know, just because you – and I don't want to be the dark the wet blanket here because that's really Travis's role. But just because you put all this talent together and just because you've added Scherzer, you've added trade – doesn't really guarantee you anything in a short series in Major League Baseball. I think that's the tricky thing about baseball.
So I once talked to Mark Walter, you know, the guy who owns the Dodgers.
Yes.
He's the one who writes the checks, right? And we were at spring training, and he goes, you know, if you told me that if I spent $500 million that I would be guaranteed to win a World Series, I would do it. When you just said, hey, that's the number. If you spend $500 million, you're going to win. But that's not how it works. Like, it's not about spending more. Like, you can't guarantee that you're going to win by spending more. You have to do it really smartly. And there's
plenty of teams in baseball that spend a lot of money and don't win. I mean, look at the Yankees right now. Look at, I mean, the Nationals, why did they have to trade everyone? Why did the Cubs have to trade everyone? Because they're spending lots of money and not winning.
Yeah.
There
does come a time to rebuild, and that's the interesting thing about the Dodgers is they have never, since Friedman, since Mark Walter took over, they've never gone into rebuild mode, ever. And I don't think they ever will.
Well, I would argue that that's one of the very hardest things to do is what the Dodgers are doing right now, which is compete for a championship every season and then simultaneously never be depleted in your farm system and never find yourself where you're so overextended on deals that you've made to fix a problem in the short term that the long term is busted. It's almost impossible to do, and they've done it for nearly 10 years.
Yeah, and they really it's the hardest thing to do. That's why everybody always admired the Spurs, because they would have one superstar hand off the torch to the next superstar, and they always have a group coming, you know, coming through. The Warriors are trying to do that. I thought they were interesting yesterday with they had those picks and they could have traded them. They tried to, but Bradley Beal doesn't want to be traded there, and they don't quite have enough, right? And you know, they tried, but like the idea is you should get, when you have a championship group, you should just let that team play all the way to the end, you know, have a last dance season and then go through a long rebuild. But there are franchises that have figured out how to rebuild on the fly. And I saw that Dodgers move and I was like, wow, not only did they just fill in for Trevor Bauer after that. And I think you're right, Mace. I think they're going to terminate the contract somehow, one way or another. I don't think it fits for the Dodgers. But the contract stalemate with Corey Seager has gone on and on and on. And I think they looked at it and they've been smart with their money, because they can keep Corey Seager if they want. They just probably have to spend more than they either want to or think he's worth or whatever it is. And so they just go, well, we have Trey Turner now, so we can just spend on Corey or not.
Yeah.
It's amazing how they pulled that off.
Yeah, it is an incredible deal. Incredible deal. Hey, Momo, I think I'm going to work with you a couple of days next week, right?
Yeah, I'm coming in. You know, I'll be down there for the free agency special.
Free agency,
I'm there for like from like 12 to 5, you know.
Yeah.
So I'll call in between, you know,
okay,
and then I'll be there the rest of the week.
Awesome. All right, Momo. Hey,
yeah,
I know
you excited about Russell Westbrook? Did I turn you around? Did I turn you around? You excited?
I wish. Closer.
I am excited.
Closer.
I got another one for you, Travis. Ready?
Okay.
You are a sports talk radio host. That is your job. That's how you make your living, right?
Yes.
You root for you, okay?
Yeah.
You root for interesting content.
This is good.
Oh,
be
no, no, no.
Be selfish about it.
Look, let me just be clear. I understand exactly what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
No matter what. Russell Westbrook is really good for business.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Hey, Momo, I'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks, boys.
There's Ramona Shelburne.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Who was at the draft last night and jumped on the phone with us today. We appreciate that. Give you one more chance to react during our show. By the way, SLK is coming up, and I think it is Cap and Clinton Yates doing the SLK today. They'll continue the celebration, the jubilation, the unbelievable fascination with the deals that both the Dodgers and the Lakers have done in the past 24 hours. Russell Westbrook to the Lakers, Max Scherzer and Trey Turner to the Dodgers. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. And yeah, Game of Games coming up for you in 15 minutes. We will do that. And then SLK with Cap and Clinton Yates after that. In the meantime, Travis Rogers filling in for John today. And let's run through some calls real quick. Cool with you, Trav?
Let's do it. Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's go to Blaine in 1,000 Oaks. Blaine in 1,000 Oaks, you're on 710 ESPN. What's
fine,
up?
Man.
Everyone, it's true. There's 1,000 of them. But anyway.
Gracias.
Hey, guys, great show. I've been a Laker fan for like 35 years. And I hate to rain on Mason and the Westbrook fanboys parade, but this trade is cringeworthy. I know everybody is in love with Russ's stat sheets, but has anybody actually watched him play the last few years?
Yeah, I watched him just get triple-double after triple-double.
Yeah. Your love with the stat sheet. And I agree with Travis that you can't teach a dog new tricks, especially with an ego like Westbrook. Well, I've been watching him, and he's a ball hog. He doesn't have a great shot. He's a me, not a team player. And as Plaschke touched on, I've seen him play his teams out of a lot of games. So mark it down. The Lakers will not win with him, and he will ruin whatever chemistry the Lakers had.
Okay, disaster. Blaine, really
I'm
move.
Bummed out.
All right, thanks,
I'm bummed
Blaine.
Out.
Thanks, Blaine. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, he likes it even less than I do, man.
You know what the great lie in that comment, and I'm not saying Blaine is a liar, but the great lie is you can teach an old dog new tricks.
I don't think so.
Players evolve. Russell Westbrook has been in this league for over a decade now. He wants to win a championship. He'll do what it takes to win a championship.
Then why are we waiting until this point? I mean, he's been in other places where you could have made that adjustment. He's been in 3 years.
Since OKC has not really been on a team that has a chance to win a championship.
I hear you. But the point is that if the championship thing is so important, then you would have seen some indications that these things are starting to take place. I don't think that a player that's a star like Russell Westbrook is can go in and all of a sudden become, okay, I just want to be a piece of this. I don't need to be the whole cake. And that's what it feels like to me, and I think that's what Blaine was getting at, is that because the ego part of it and the shooting things, I think they go together, that Russ is so wildly competitive and so self-confident in what he thinks that he can do that he just goes, I'll do it myself. I'm going to do it. I'll show you. I'll fix it. I'm the man. Let's go from here. As opposed to, hey, you know what? There are other options here. Let me think my way through this. And that's what LeBron and I think AD do really well together, is that they feed off of each other as much as they do themselves. Russell Westbrook feeds off himself almost exclusively.
Well, I mean, he has to this point, but did they reach some accord when they were hanging out at LeBron's house over the weekend? I would argue, I mean, I'm guessing that they did. I don't think LeBron would have signed off on this move if he didn't believe it was going to work.
I completely agree.
And I'm going to trust LeBron's basketball instincts.
I get that too, and I understand that, and I also add a part to this. I bet you Russell Westbrook said everything that I would want to hear, that you would want to hear. Like, hey, look, guys, I want to win a championship. I've been in this league a long time. I've done a lot of things. That's the thing I haven't done. That's my number one priority. Let's go get it. We'd like to hear that, and I bet he said it or something damn close to it. And I even think that when the season starts, he's going to try to do exactly that, that LeBron is going to be willing to be flexible in what he thinks might be the best fit on any given night. But when it gets down to it, I think both of those guys go back to what they are, which are number one guys, give the ball to me and let me figure this out.
I'm going to argue that they do figure it out, and I'm going to argue that Rob Pelinka puts the right players around those guys to make it work. Let's go to Daniel in North Hills. Daniel, you're on 710 ESPN. What's going on, man? Oh, those are old. I'm sorry. Job in L.A. Job, you're on 710 ESPN. What are you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. Great, man. Great day.
Hey, Travis, I want you guys to keep up those takes on the food stuff in the morning. I love hearing that. I'm a food guy, and I love hearing your specifics about it. It's
you
great.
Got it, man. Done deal. I'll send you one on Monday morning.
All right. Hey, Mason, I just wanted to say I think you're getting a little overboard with how crazy you are about these things that just happened, like it's the best things that ever happened in L.A. ever since you've been here. What about Shaq coming here? What about Pau Gasol? Shaq coming here was a bigger story by itself alone than the Dodgers pickups and the Russell Westbrook all together. And I could say the same about Pau Gasol. Those are much bigger stories than these. You're acting
like this is the best thing that ever happened in L.A. My case, Job, is we've never had the convergence of both the Dodgers and the Lakers making trades of this magnitude on the exact same day. We've never seen before.
We can all agree that the Lakers don't matter anymore. I'm not a Laker fan anymore.
What do you mean the Lakers don't matter anymore? What are you talking about?
We have LeBron James now.
Yeah, I don't know. We've got one more championship than we did before he got here.
Exactly right. Look, yeah. I like that he likes to talk about the food as much as I do, but the Lakers don't matter anymore. Come on, man. They're the number one team in this city.
Absolutely.
You might not like them anymore. That's up to you, buddy, but they don't matter anymore. Come on, let's do better than that.
Yeah, let's do better. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. Travis, you've never played Game of Games before.
No, I'm ready, though.
It is Lindsay's game today, and so far in the month of July, this is the last day of July, right?
Tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow is, but yeah.
Okay,
for
so
the show, yeah.
I could still conceivably catch Ireland. He's got 7. Jorge's got 5. I've got 4. Lindsay's got 4. It's her game today. Today's game is worth 2, along with tomorrow's game. We'll do Game of Games. Oh, well, it is our last day.
Mason, it's Friday. What are you talking about?
Hey,
last game
of
July.
Can't catch
last
Ireland.
Game of July. I can catch. I can tie Ireland.
Trade frenzy right now. Okay, so it's over, but we'll play the game anyway. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. That's right. Jorge is the one guy that has a chance to tie Ireland for the month of July. It is Lindsay's game today. We'll start a new month on Monday. Lindsay, what is the game?
First, before I start the game, I just want to say shout out again to you, Travis, because not only did you do the show this morning with Sliwa, the regular show, but you're also going to be doing the Rams training camp show tomorrow.
Yeah, so, me and Kirk at 4 o'clock out from UCI. We're going to have 4 to 7 tomorrow talking all things Rams, all things NFL. Can't wait. Get my eyes on Matt Stafford. Should be awesome.
Yeah.
Man of the people.
What time is that tomorrow, Trav?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. All right, yep. Awesome. And really great job today. You've been great. I disagree with Christopher Morales. I don't think anybody was a rag doll, but you held your own without any question.
You just had to get that in there.
So it is me, Travis, and Jorge in the game. And Lindsay, what's the game?
See.
All right. So while Jorge tries to tie Ireland and Travis and Mason can play spoiler, my game today is athletes with endorsement deals. So I am going to read you a list of companies that athletes have, and an athlete has an endorsement deal with. And you're going to have to try and guess which athlete has this specific list of endorsement deals. Got it?
Okay.
Yes.
See.
All right. So name is your buzzer. And just so you know, some of these will repeat themselves, but you have to remember there are some unique ones in there that will help you figure out who the athlete is.
Some of the sponsorships, not the athlete.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Like Nike. Nike's in quite a few of them. So as soon as you hear Nike, don't just assume it's like LeBron. Okay?
Right. Okay. Got it.
Name is your buzzer. And okay, here we go. Number one, Nike.
Jorge.
Herbalife.
Jorge buzzed in.
Okay. You know who does Nike and Herbalife, Jorge?
Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo.
How did you know that? Herbalife. Yes, you got it right.
You got it on Herbalife?
Yeah. I would. That was just about to go, yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Wow.
Good job, Jorge.
Way to go, Jorge.
That's a good one.
All right. Jorge's one. Other guys, I'll get to scratch. Number two. Yep. Nike. TaylorMade. Upper Deck.
Mace. Tiger Woods.
Incorrect. Start over. Nike, TaylorMade, Upper Deck, Omega, EA Sports.
Jorge? Is it Rory McIlroy?
It sure is, Jorge.
Wow. What? Jorge. Nice.
Jorge. Nothing. Great job, Jorge. All right, number three. The companies are Ruffles.
Jorge.
Exxon. Jorge.
Oh, my.
AD.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Does he ever lose?
No. I mean, you're on fire. He's really, really on
a
mission.
Roll.
Swag system, baby. Swag system. Let's go.
All right. Number four. The companies are Wheaties, Bumble, Wilson Sporting Goods, JP Morgan Chase.
Huh.
No guesses. Wheaties, Bumble, the dating app.
Bumble.
Wilson's
it's got to be a Mason.
Mace.
How about Serena Williams?
That is correct. Oh, great nice. Guess, good. Mace.
Knew it had to be a woman for Bumble.
Yep. 3 for Jorge, 1 for Mace, and Travis yet to scratch. All right.
Thanks for that.
Next one. It's just a reminder.
I understand.
No shots taken. All right. Where are we at? Number five, right?
Yes.
Okay. The companies are Ritz, Hershey's, Athleta, Visa, Kellogg's.
Jorge,
what is it?
Is it Clay Thompson?
Nope.
Ah.
Ritz, like Ritz crackers, Hershey's chocolates, Athleta, whatever you want to call it, Visa and Kellogg's. Any guesses?
Mason. Michael Travis.
Oh, go ahead, Trav.
Michael Phelps?
Incorrect.
Mason Lionel Messi.
Nope, incorrect. You guys all guessed wrong. It was Simone Biles.
Simone Biles.
Oh.
Athleta is a leisure wear company for Gap. So it's like women's clothing. I figured I'd give it away. Yeah, Athleta, whatever I call it. All right. Here we go. Number six. Adidas, Gatorade, Bose, Blockfolio.
Jorge.
Jorge?
Is it Leo Messi?
Nope.
Ah.
Fanatics is the last one. So Adidas, Gatorade, Bose, Blockfolio, Fanatics.
Mason.
Blockfolio. Mace.
Shohei Ohtani.
No, Blockfolio is a dead giveaway. This was big news when this came out.
I have no idea what Blockfolio is.
I don't either.
Yeah.
It's a cryptocurrency company, and Trevor Lawrence is the answer because that was a big deal that he signed an endorsement deal with a crypto company. All right, so Jorge has three, Mason has one, zero for Travis. This next one here, let's say if no one gets it, we'll just put you guys out of your mystery, okay?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Under Armour.
Mason.
Ooh. What do you think it is, Mace?
Steph Curry.
Nope.
Ah.
Under Armour. Ugh. Samuel Adams. The Gap.
Jorge?
Tom
Brady.
That is correct. Yeah. Jorge, you are all winner.
Oh, gave it away.
No,
oh,
Jorge gets the win.
Yeah, he's the only dude that endorses Uggs as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, he is.
Jorge ties Ireland for the month of July. Jorge, congratulations.
Man, that's three in a row.
You've had some great months here.
I have. It just took Michael Thompson to talk a little smack and he got me on track, you know?
So, Jorge, we've not heard from – what do you think of the trades?
Good. You know, I love the trades. I like Russ here. He's aggressive. Scherzer, and Trey. I haven't seen Trey play, to be honest with you guys, but Scherzer is a great addition to the rotation.
Are we still on for going Tuesday night to Dodger Stadium to boo the Astros?
Yeah. Who else is in?
Hey, why wasn't I invited?
I was going to say, I didn't know there was an opportunity to go to something.
Everybody's invited.
I said I'm going to buy right field pavilion seats for anybody from the station that wants to go.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
On Tuesday night?
On Tuesday night,
yeah.
Huh, all right.
Think it over, Trav.
I'm going to. I want to go to Dodger games no matter what, but getting an opportunity to go and boo the Astros would be – and I'm not a booer. Like, I'm not a guy that does that, but I'd make an exception.
Didn't Plotsky say that Scherzer could be on the mound Tuesday, or is that Wednesday?
No, it's going to be Bueller on the mound. According to Bill Plotsky, Bueller Tuesday, Scherzer Wednesday against the Astros. I'm going to go dressed as a trash can.
Yeah.
Oh, so you just wear your regular clothes, huh?
Oh! Wow.
Just kidding.
Oh, that hurt.
But also, he said dirty.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to ask the most unprofessional question that can possibly be asked on the radio.
53.
Time? Travis, do you ever reach a point in a broadcast where you just ask on the air what your out time is?
Oh, yeah. Well, you asked it even more poetically than I typically do, which is how much longer do I have to talk?
That's basically it, yeah. Yeah. How much longer do we got to talk? Yeah. It's been a great day. It's thanks to everybody who called in. Thanks to Bill Plotsky and Momo. And it's a day that we've never really had, disagreeing with that last caller, that we've never had the convergence of an unbelievable Dodger deal and an unbelievable Laker deal. Monday is going to be a huge show because NBA free agency is going to open at 3
Dodgers
o'clock.
Dodgers could be tied for first place by Monday morning.
And the Dodgers could be beaten up on a bad Arizona team. Yep. So there is a ton going on. Make sure you are back here Monday at 12:55 sharp. I think it's Clinton Yates filling in for John on Monday. Really excited. Hope you guys have a great weekend, and we will see you back here on Monday. Coming up next for you is SLK. It is Cap. And it is Clinton Yates. They'll take you through the rest of the afternoon. Lots of reaction to the breaking news. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.